For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Now that sounds a little bit strange. How could you look in a mirror, and when you walk away, forget what you look like? Well, I think this is probably something you have to understand by looking at the cultural context of the scripture. James wrote this in the very first century after Jesus died and was raised again. And way back then, 2,000 years ago approximately, glass was expensive and most people didn't have it. Well, mirrors are made out of glass. That's what it talks about there when it says he beholds his natural face in a glass. You might look into a mirror one time in your life back in those days, or you might never see a mirror at all. But if you did, unless you're a very wealthy person, you probably wouldn't see your face every day. And so it really was possible to forget what you look like, even though you had seen a mirror, because you just wouldn't see it very often. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Okay, here's the picture that's drawn here. This man seems to be religious. Maybe he goes to church every Sunday. Maybe he dresses nice, he talks politely, and so on and so forth. You look at him and say, he must be a Christian because he lives so right. But it says he seems to be religious, but he bridleth not his tongue. He doesn't control his tongue. He's a gossip or a backbiter, or he's critical of other people, or he lies about other people. He doesn't control his tongue, it says. It says he's deceiving his own heart. His religion is vain. It's empty. It's not worth anything. And then the last verse of the chapter, verse 27, says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So, real religion is good works, that is, visiting the orphans and the widows, and righteousness, to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now again, a lot of people seem to do these things on the outside, but what's really in their heart? Is it a changed heart that's compelling them to visit the orphans and the widows? Is it a changed heart that's compelling them to not be polluted by the sins of the world? Or are they just seeming to be religious? Well, you can tell a lot by how they make use of their tongue.